The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. We're going to read it together. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great wisdom arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swept. Slept on the cushion, that they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to sea, "Peace be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, I have a question for you. Have you ever tried to get away from the storms of life, only to find that they have followed you? Today's gospel presents us Jesus and his disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. The day had started well enough. Many people demanding to see Jesus, bringing their illnesses and troubles to him, as they always did, looking for his help and healing. Jesus was in control, even though his disciples were not able to see it. As they moved onto the water, the waves crashed against the small boat. The storm took them all by surprise. The sky grew dark. The wind began to blow. The waves began to rise and beat against the little boat. Stormy weather is a real problem for a small boat in a turbulent sea. Life is like that too. You go along happy with how things are going, and then suddenly everything changes in a moment, in a minute. The stormy clouds form, the wind begins to blow against your small boat. Someone gets sick, someone dies, you get fired from a job. Suddenly, unpredictably, you are stuck in a storm that you cannot handle. It doesn't seem fair. It seems like God does not care. Life is like that. We have only a little boat. The sea is so vast, so huge, and so stormy. And the boat in which we travel is so vulnerable. Life is like the sea, turbulent, unpredictable, wild, stormy sea. And I think many of the storms that face us in life, the physical, emotional, and spiritual storms, are like that. There is simply no way to get through life without them. And perhaps today you may be facing one. And to top it all off, Jesus is asleep in the boat. If that is the case, and even if it's not,
There is much that we can learn from this powerful story in today's gospel. The storm was terrifying, and so was the fact that Jesus was asleep during the storm. The disciples wanted Jesus awake and alert. They were scared that Jesus would abandon them in a crisis. The heart of their fear was their lack of faith. Storms often bring out our true spiritual condition. Some people want faith to be nice, simple, and easy. Faith involves coming out of ourselves to trust and care. If we lose faith, we lose hope and our ability to care. Faith is deep, foundational trust in God's presence in the world, in the church, and in our lives. When the storms of life occur, we come to the truth of just how deep our faith is. Safety is not an absence of trouble. It is the presence of Jesus. The fact that he slept through the storm reflects his human nature. He was tired. The fact that he calmed the storm showed that he was fully God at the same time. God sent the storm to teach the disciples of Jesus a lesson of faith. And he often sends trials and problems to teach us lessons. Each of us has a measure of faith that has given to us by God. He wants us to use it to overcome fear. My friends, fear tells us to expect the worst. Faith tells us that God is in control. Jesus can calm the crashing sea, and he can calm the daily problems we face. Jesus cares for us today. He reaches out to anyone who finds themselves being drowned by the storms of life. Jesus did not promise still waters. Listen well. Jesus did not promise still waters the whole time. No, no, no. We will encounter problems along the way, and Jesus will be with us. We have lived through the storms of life, such as death, divorce, relationships breakups, broken dreams, job loss, you name it. Or if you are experiencing a spiritual dryness. When we trust Jesus, he reveals his presence, compassion, and control in every storm of life because he cares for us. Sometimes, my friends, we are like his disciples. In today's gospel, we are in the midst of the storms of life, and sometimes we feel that Jesus has abandoned us. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus is with us in the middle of any situation. When life is difficult, we need to remember that our faith can prevail over our fears. There are always the storms of life on the horizon. We need to have faith, trust, and confidence in Christ that he will calm the storm when it arrives. I want to finish today with the lyrics of a song that I love. Listen this paragraph. We have an anchor that keeps the souls steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. My brother and my sister, God stands by us in Jesus and with the Holy Spirit. And that takes me to the first verse of the first reading today that says, I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because we are never alone. Even in the worst scenario, when we are facing problems, tribulations, and when we are even feeling abandoned by you, you never abandon us. Give us the strength and the courage to accept and look for your help, because we need you in our lives. And thank you, because during these difficult times, you travel with us because you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.